Okay, so I want to do two things. I want to finish off the issue of learning Torah at night, and then for whatever time we have left, this is something I think I've already thrown out to Zev and maybe somebody else. There's one Agadata that I'm totally... we already did those, but it was the one behind that. It was numbers 25. Yes, you took all of them. Eventually, yes. I only got it the second. Okay. So I want to just finish up the issue of learning at night, and then I want help with an Agadata that I just don't have any insight in, so I'm going to throw it out to you, and maybe you will, maybe you won't. I threw it by a bunch of Rosh Yeshiva on Wednesday, and nobody else had any insight. So I said, I'm going to throw it my students. They said, good. That sounds like a good share. Sometimes you got to throw it out to people, and maybe someone will come up with something. Okay. Good. So,
I get smicha when I do it.
No. No. That's yeah, I give smicha to everybody.
Can I get?
No, I don't give smicha to anybody. Okay.
Whoa.
Ephraim can maybe thinks he has smicha. Okay. So, Shulchan Aruch 25 says, Misha rotzeh liskod b'kitra shel Torah. And so this is even nifsak lahalacha. One who wants to merit the crown of Torah, yizor b'chol losav la'abed afil achas men b'sheina. You should be careful in all nights and not lose even one of them in sleep. Right, that's like, it's a bit strange. Right? Of all things, you should say, never sleep at night. Just don't do it. Right, don't eat, drink, talk the night away. Wisdom and Torah. Gersley's happy, right? It's not just Torah, other things of wisdom. Good. Or they have a chalos of Torah, whatever. The Ramah says, Ki ein adam lo med rov chachmaso, ki ein balayla, again, because you only learn the majority of the Torah at night. There are all types of wonderful stories like this. Rav Avram Price, we were mentioned all the way at the beginning, he said, like, all his svarim, that was when they were written. They were written from like 12 to 3 in the morning. And what did he do if he had a kasha? Right, there was no one around to ask. He said there was one other person he knew in North America who was awake, and that was Rav Henkin, Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, right, who was like the posek before Moshe Feinstein. He said, okay, so they had a kasha. So 3 in the morning, they had a special line to each other, and kacha, that's how they learned Torah, and that's why both of them were tremendous talmid chacham and gedolim, and I'm not, you know, kacha, that's life, right? And many other reasons.
Pretty cool story.
Great story. Viejla, thank you, Sam Silverberg, for that story. V'yesh la'adam lahaskalum of b'layla mituba ve'ilach uman la'mosif Yosef. Right, and you should start learning from tuba and on. I assume that's because of when the nights start getting slightly longer again. And if you don't, it's a problem. Okay, the Ramah says v'chol bayis she'ein divrei Torah nishmayin bo b'layla eisho chalta. Again, this was a Gemara, right? If Torah isn't at night, if there isn't Torah at night, the house will be consumed. Now, this is, as I said, right, the Mishnah Berurah just basically quotes a lot of what we've said, but as a good summary, right, he says, B'limud alayla k'dam rinan. Again, these are all the Agadatas we've seen. And this is where, you know, you sort of see that overlap between Agadata and Halacha, right, because it's sort of weird to see this codified in Halacha, but okay. He says, K'dam rinan, lo ibri layla ela legirsa. The night is for learning. V'cheven lekach nivra halayla. But he clarifies a little bit. He says, why is it so bad? Because again, once you say, right, that Gemara and Erevin, that the night was created for Talmud Torah, so obviously that's when misusing night is particularly bad. And we said that if you learn Torah at night, so God gives you grace. Od Amru. And it's as if you were involved in Karbanot, and we prove it from a pasuk. Odam rukalosik b'tar b'layla shchina kenegdo. Shnei markumi roni b'layla haynu lasuk b'derek zib basrei shivchi komaim libeich nochuk mnei Hashem. The cause of a Rambam, the Huva Biyaradeya, Harod Zalisk Bikisha Shaltari, Zarba Khalilosa, Velo Yabed Afil Achas, Men Beshena, Vahiloshtia, Vesich Chayotze Behem. And then he just adds, and he says, "Uma dekasa b'cholaylosav." What does it mean every night? He just clarifies, "Afinu b'kayit b'leilos haktarim kegon betamos shaznik b'leila ikar l'sheina." Kamosh goes about tells us, "Afilu achitachaban limon ma'at kodem hasheina." So the Achronim note that look, it's very easy to say this in the winter. The night starts at 4:30, right, and goes till like 7 in the morning. It's very easy to say you have time to learn and time to sleep. What does it mean, kol leilosav? Right, la halacha, right now, kol leilosav. He says it means that even in the summer, right, even in the summer when night starts at, depends where you are, right, if you're in parts of Europe, 11 o'clock, right, at night, 10, 11 o'clock at night, I'd still, right? My parents went on vacation last year to Iceland. The 3 hours of night, right? Right, 12 to 3, 1 to 4, things like that. Doesn't matter, right? You need to have a little bit of the night for Talmud Torah. It doesn't matter how short it is, right? That's the Chiddush, right? There's that mile of night is so fundamental that you need to put a little bit of time in a night. And again, he gets this from the pre-show, which I gave you in 27.
Set your alarm for like 1 in the morning?
Basically. Yep.
But then it's not b'shachkav kumecha. It's like...
Yeah, no, chalami. What can you do? That's why Jews weren't meant to live in Iceland. Kasha.
Jews weren't what?
Meant to live in Iceland.
I don't know why people live in Iceland. That sucks.
It's beautiful. Okay.
I was there.
It's skip terrible. To 28.
This is not true.
Now, what I want to do is put a little bit of... I want to push back just a little bit. Okay?
Great.
However, right, while all of this is true, there is a tendency among some guys in yeshiva to take these statements of Chazal, which remember, Agadah doesn't end today, they capture ideas that we've talked about, and take it a little bit too far. I really should have given this to you now that I think about it, but I didn't. This is true for Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein was asked by a Talmud, I think in Lakewood, and he wrote to Moshe, and he said, I have a real problem. I am a groisa masmid. I learn all day, all night, you know, whatever. Elamai. I learn so late into the night. I don't get up for Shacharis. Is that okay? I don't get up for Davin with the Minyan. You know what Moshe said?
No.
You idiot! So just move your schedule. So wake up early. Right? Meaning, it's very nice to say, like, learning the light is this chalos. Right? But, like, you know, Yesh Lazegvul, remember, at the end of these are agadatas. They're outlining an idea that doesn't give you a het there to say, I'm going to learn into the middle of the night, right, and now I'm going to miss Shacharis. It means... You know.
Is he missing Zman Shachris or is he missing like...
He's being filled with Tibor.
Both.
Doesn't matter. It's that. That is actually a halachically quantifiable obligation or a kiyum in tefillah or however you want to understand it. Right? Learning at night. There's a value to it. But so learn till 1 in the morning and not 2 in the morning. And wake up an hour before Shachris if you want. Right? Whatever it is. Right? I mean, yesh gvul. Right? That's always have to remember. Yeah.
It could be possible that even if it's not a halachically quantifiable... Even if it's not a halachically quantifiable gvul, like you said, which tefillah b'tzibur definitely is, it's possible that Ramosha might also just be saying that, you know, the concept of staying up at night sort of comes with that. It's a concept that you're meant to integrate into a healthy lifestyle.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, who says that? That was what I was about to go into. Who says what Charlie said?
Prisha,
it's the Taz. The Taz. I skipped it. Prisha is the Taz. The Taz says this. Now, this was a Taz that I used to have to pull out in yeshiva every so often and throw in people's faces. Sometimes literally. I had.
Taz in people's faces literally? That's great.
Look. When I was in yeshiva, we had, as I've mentioned to you before, we had a late night chevra. Our late night chevra were of varying degrees of insane. There were those of us who learned most
you
of the
night.
Yes, I was of the mildly insane. So like we got like 4 hours of sleep a night, 4 hours of sleep a night. So I had a chavrusa who insisted he was going to do Uberman sleep.
What does that mean?
So Uberman sleep. There are different varieties of this. But basically, your sleep schedule is divided in your natural sleep rhythm is divided into different types of sleep. Much of your sleep is for your physical body. But for the part of sleep that allows you to focus, that's focused on the brain, is what's called REM sleep, right? REM, right? Rapid eye movement sleep. Okay? You can set up your sleep schedule in such a way that you only get REM sleep, which means that your brain could basically function on much less sleep. There's several different major ways of doing it. One of them is to be awake for 11 hours and sleep for 1 hour. The most classic way is to sleep for 30 minutes every 6 hours.
Yes.
So I had a chavrusa who did this for a while. Now the problem is that
so during the day, meaning like every 6 hours,
you sleep for it
in a 24-hour cycle,
and that's it. But that's it. No, that's it. No more sleep. Now your brain, theoretically, if you get into it after a few days, can function at almost maximum capacity. The problem is that your body is getting zero sleep that repairs it. So you get sick, you're in a lot of trouble. Okay. Then you have to sleep. So, like, literally, this kabrus of mine.
Copy that, man.
It's also probably a lot easier to get.
Yes. So literally, this kabrus of mine did this, and at some point, he went to donate platelets, and he fainted three times in the process and was banned forever from donating. So sometimes you donate blood, sometimes they need more, like, intensive parts of your blood, and it's a bit more. Right. Anyways.
But he probably would have been fine if he hadn't donated blood.
Yeah. Correct, but if you get sick or you do something stupid like donating platelets, also he donated more often than he was legally allowed to. He just lied to them and say, no, I haven't done it in the last 6 weeks.
Sounds like a spaz.
No, he was just super intense.
Gosh.
And then there was one friend I had who, right before the end of the Shana Aleph, and he was going back to secular college, and he was afraid he was never going to learn again. So, like, his last, like, or never have really a lot of time. So, like, he tried for a few weeks, sleeping 30 minutes a day, period, end of story. And he literally would, like, collapse while walking. He would just, like, fall down. So one time, yes, when I actually threw it in his face, was I actually opened it up and, like, shoved his face into the book, right? Because yesh laze gvul, as Charlie said, this is an idea, right? Meaning you have to understand that agaratas especially, there's an idea here. Right. Night is quiet. Night is when nobody else is pushing themselves. Night is when you're tired and your cortisol levels, right, have fallen so that your inhibitions are down so you can be creative. There's ideas
you're
to
most
it.
Inspired,
right? Whatever, you're more inspired. But there has to be a gvul. And like I quoted this last week, that one of the Rambam and Gush like to say that you can't sacrifice Talmud Torah on the Mizbeach of Hasmada, right? Which means you can't say, look, I want to be a Masmid, I want to learn all the time, I'm going to learn so much, right, quantitatively, that I get no sleep, I don't function, and therefore the quality of my Talmud Torah is garbage, right? I don't get anything done. So the Taz says this, and the Taz says in 28. So the Kavasei Matzinu because of a Rambam, a Pasuk Bechol Derechei Chodai, when he proves it, and he says, look, the Rambam says, you have to know God in all your ways. What does that mean? The Hainu Misha Ochel Vishose Umeaden Nafsho Kedisha Yabari Vechazak Lavodas Hashem Yisbarach V'Yeshlo Schar Kmoshe Misane. He said, if someone eats, drinks, so that he will be healthy to serve God, he has reward as if he fasted. Udvar Melo Asmachta Akral. I'll give you an Asmachta just for fun, right? Shav Lachem Mashkimekum. It is worthless for you those who get up early. What does that mean? The Hainu. There's some scholars, there's some Talmidei Chachamim who shake sleep from their eyes, and they learn a lot. And some people really need their sleep, so they sleep a normal amount, but their kavana is that they'll have the strength to learn Torah. Right, and they are so calibrated, right, that what do? That they learn Torah in one hour. They can accomplish what this sleep-deprived Talmud Chacham can accomplish in two. Right, he's falling asleep in his Gemara. Right, he can barely think straight. He says, "Ubevadai shneim yeshlem schar b'shaveh." Both those people have equal reward. Al kain omar shav lochem. That's why it says it's worthless for you. The hainu bechinam lochem. Meaning, what's the point? Sha'atem mitzar mashkim baboker umaachre shabbos balayla. Right, you get up really early. You go to sleep really late on Shabbos. Umumatem shinasam zubechinam. You get no sleep. Right, no one likes being tired. Right, you give up your Shabbos nap and you think you're so frum. Right, elamai. It's not true.
Where are you?
Right? What? It's the second to last line of the Taz. Ki yitain, ki chichain yitain Hashem li yidido sheino. Da'ayin amishiyashin harbe, ki tishachazek mocha betar. He said, if you're sleeping so that your brain is strong, God will give you siyata d'shmai. It doesn't like Kodesh Baruch Hu chelko betara. Kma oso shemayit b'sheinu mitzter ha'atma. Ki kol echachrach machshava. It goes after the machshava. You always have to be careful with these agaric ideas. Yes, there's a value to it, but for some people it's not realistic and they don't have to say, right, okay, so, you know, I give up, I'll never be a Talmud Chacham. If in yeshiva I used to put it, there's two types of masmidim. There were 24 hour a day masmidim, right? Now the 24 hour a day masmidim were like my friends who, like, we learned until we collapsed in the middle of the night. But realistically, we didn't learn every second of every hour, right? Part of it was a base medrash culture, and part of what keeps you going at 2 in the morning is you learn, you schmooze a little bit, right? You create a chevra, right? It's healthy, right? Assuming that you're still functioning, right? There's a chevra to you to it, right? There's, you know, you go get a, you know, some people got a coffee. I didn't get coffee, right? I got my, you know, I ran on adrenaline, but whatever, you know, people did what they did.
Some food,
some tea, right? Some popcorn, some tea, whatever.
Food in the base.
Who's gonna stop us at 2:30 in the morning? Whatever. Look, in a Hanami, sometimes we got a little bit crazy. There was at least one case where we pulled a full-out camp-style raid on people who decided to sleep in the base measures. Okay, things happen in the base measures. We don't talk about them. I mean, we do, but I won't tell you who they were on record because those people are now, like, faculty in certain yeshivot. Good times. But then there were the people in yeshiva who were the 60 minutes of the hour chavrusas. Masmidim. Right? They couldn't function. They needed 7.5 hours of sleep every day. Elamai, you tried to distract them ever? Didn't happen, right? They did not move. They didn't blink. They didn't look at you, right? They'd yell at you, right? The Taz is saying, look, there's obviously an idea here about learning at night. But remember, this is an idea. It's a type of value in Talmud Torah. Aval. Right? For certain people, if that's not... As long as you're, whatever you're doing L'shev Shamayim, and you're doing to maximize your Talmud Torah. That's the end of an achos. Echad amar v'echad amar v'vachi yizkav libo l'shem shamayim. And that's really what the Taz says. And that's why when I had this friend who mamish was fainting, right, he would walk around and he would fall on his feet. We'd have to catch him, right? You understand, if you go for weeks with 30 minutes of sleep, like your body ceases to function normally. He didn't eat, he didn't sleep. It was like, you know, you could also imagine that the quality of his Talmud Torah at some point, you know.
You don't remember
anything. No, you don't remember things.
You don't understand things in the first place.
He can go to bed very late.
You know. Look, and that's what the Taz is saying. It's important to take care of yourself. Again, I was, you know, guilty of not always taking care of myself. You know, as you know, I still have a cough now, which started, not surprisingly, in yeshiva. It hasn't gone away. It's been over a decade. Yes, that constant cough has not gone away in a decade.
Wow.
Because I didn't necessarily take care of myself. I remember my parents once asked Ray Carrigan when he was in America, why do people in Gush not sleep? Because they were worried about my health. And Ray Carrigan told them, no, let's clarify. There are people in Gush who sleep. Your son doesn't sleep, right? Fine. There, you know, it wasn't necessarily smart. I'm not condoning what I did. Not that I would ever take it back, but, you know.
Do you encourage people to do this REM sleep method?
No, did I ever say that? No, I just slept. And again, when I was 18, 19, I could get away with 4.5 hours sleep. Now I have a little bit of trouble in 4.5 hours of sleep. Fine.
Exercise the ideas.
Now, the Daf Ala Daf here quotes that there is a practical distinction that you can make, which is, what are you learning? He says, he says, there is a practical consideration that often Iyun is better done during the day when you're awake, but at night, it's really quite a good time for Bikias, which, you know, not always what I did. What did I do when I was in Yeshiva? I'm trying to think. So let's see. I did 11 to 12. We learned Sota B'Iyun. It depended on the year. My Shana Aleph from 12:30 to 2, I just went through Rambam with Yair Rosenberg. Yes, A.M., right? But most of my Ian was done during the day, or the day I count until 12:30 at night. But 12:30 to 2 was Bekiyas. Turn bed, I don't think it was as much, but that was when I prepared Shirim. Okay, whatever. But for some people, at least, that you know, night is a good time for Bekiyas. Fine. There were other people. There's a Gush alumnus I met at some point. His minhag was he went to Princeton and Gush alternating for 8 years, and he only learned Ian when he was in Gush, and only learned Bekiyas when he was in Princeton. Right? That was so after 8 years, he walked out of Big Talmud Chacham. Okay, everyone has their own thing. Uvari lamdu Bekiyas v'zadiv lilmud b'layla. And the Arizal said, "Yeah, Bekiyas is better." And that's why he said in the Gemara when they ask about lumdus, they say, "Yeah, that's my daily mode." Heinish lumud zeh shalomad zeh od mashalomad bebavel beiyun velimadai beyom aval ba'ari. Sorry, that's not Ari. That's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, him lamdu mishnayos v'chazal zar bebamim. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag was to learn mishnayos. It was them before a midrash. Being mishnayos, heinu mishnayos, rely on loving mishnayos. Mishnayos, you could do at night, right? I know you like doing mishnayos at night. Good. Yaakov, there's someone in the community who wants a chavrusa with someone in mishnayos, and masechta they haven't done. You're in?
No.
Okay, fine. So I'll find someone else. Too bad. You're in? Okay, I'll find someone. Kamo Shamra Vitargum, Kamarani Balayla, etc. Megillah, Kosov, Zerno Shem, Regilin, Lashanas, Mishnayas, Bezimro, if he's Shoshanam, Alpe, Vadega, Chai, Nisgarm, Yoser. And he says the Mishnah in the Gemara Megillah tells us that not only that, Mishnayas, they used to learn with a tune, so they'd remember it better, right? That's everything you can really do at night, right? Like mindless memorization, not mindless, but minimal mind, right? You can do at night. Now, I will note that the Kabbalists think you can't learn Tanakh at night. Honestly, learning Tanakh at night is great. You know, it's really great. Like, learning the narrative parts of Tanakh is so easy. Like, so, it's their result already, but okay. Again, look, our minhag in yeshiva, what we did in yeshiva was 11, what was it? 11 o'clock Thursday night till 12? No, 11:15, I think, to 12. We had Treya Sar Chabura. And 12:07, we had Cholent and Chizuk. Minhag, Kavua, 12:07.
Every night?
No, Thursday night. No, please. Thursday night.
Rabbi, do you ever sure had Shiri that you fell asleep during?
Of course.
Okay.
Azai Pashut. Yes, many times. Good. Okay.
Rabbi, are we going to get a copy of your
No. I mean, I could give it to you, but it was fun. It was fun. Look, it was great. I had plenty of time for chavrusas. That's why when Ora and I first got engaged, I would introduce people. Oh, this person with chavrusa. And someone was like, how many chavrusas did you have? I'm like, well, I had my pre-shachas chavrusa, my morning seder chavrusa, my lunch chavrusa, my second lunch chavrusa, my first afternoon seder chavrusa, my second afternoon seder chavrusa, my dinner chavrusa, my night seder chavrusa, my post-night seder chavrusa, my post-post-night seder chavrusa. So, and then I did that multiple years, and then I didn't, you know. I learned with a lot of different people. It was fun.
What?
I have a pre-chakra kavrusa. Whatever. Not important. So, okay, good time. I did have a pre-chakra kavrusa. Okay. Good. So if you look at number 30, Vidav Haldav quotes something else, and he said, Gemara Besung Yishlashe, Yashe, find Midrin, and Chuma Minayin, Haya Yodea Moshe, Emes Hayom, Gvarcho, Yimalam, Dotar, Bechsav, Haya Yodea, Shehu Yom, but based on this Kabbalistic notion that, there is that you aren't supposed to learn Tarshish B'Chtav at night. This Kabbalistic notion comes from the Arizal. Why does he say it? He says because Tarshish B'Chtav in Kabbalah is din, and Tarshish Baal Peh is chesed, and night is the time of din. So learning Tarshish B'Chtav at night is double din, and it's dangerous for the universe. So you destroy the world if you learn Tanakh at night. My feeling is that if you want to learn Tanakh at night, and the alternative is watching Netflix or anything, or I should take it back. Let me take that away. If you want to learn Tanakh at night, just do it. I'm not going to qualify that. Just learn it, okay? I don't understand the Kabbalah behind it. But the Mekubalim do say that the way that Moshe Rabbeinu knew what was day and night when he was on Har Sinai was that, right, because there's no, you know, night and day in heaven. Ah, because Baruch Hu learned with him Tarshish B'Chtav. He knew it was day. If it was Tarshish Baal Peh, it was night. I don't know what that means. But, okay, fine. Now I've taught you Kabbalah. Great. 31. Just go to the last thing here. It's from Rav Kook. He says, Riboy ha'limud mekasher ha'kudusha al-yona berucho choshel adam. Learning a lot is what connects God, right? The elevated spirit in man to God. Alvin shiorid l'omkam shel dvarim. Even if you don't always get to the depth of things. So Rav Kook, in a more Kabbalistic vein, suggests that even if you don't fully understand what you're saying, there is some sort of effect on you. Because you're thirsty for dvar Hashem. B'talmud mirube. And you satisfy your thirst with Talmud Torah. V'neshama mitaleh. V'limud razei Torah. Avo b'shino mevin yanim lepratiyotem. V'nimra lo k'ilu osik v'tziorem. Shamanu nafsho. And he said, same was with secrets of Torah. Mikol makom achal limud ha'ora mofia lav. And after you learn, the light illuminates you. V'hi b'chlal kol osik b'tor b'layla shkodesh baruch hu moshe chalav chut shel chesed b'yom. And therefore, if Cook says another level to this, Kabbalistically, is that even when you learn things which are... Domel Elayla, right? The things you don't really understand, right? But you're doing it just because you want to be close to God. That's the element of Shira. It's Kirva Lakadosh Baruch Hu. I don't really understand what that means, but like I said, I want to at least throw you different voices. And you see, here you really do see a big difference between the rationalists, right? The rationalist interpretations were, it's when people are, right? No one else is learning. It's when It's when you're right, you're more creative, things like that. The Kabbalistic interpretations are night is the time of Chesed, and therefore you should be involved in Talmud or Chesed. It's the time when there's a value to learning things that you don't necessarily understand, because even when you don't understand, but you're doing it because you want to learn be with close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And here's where you do see the differences. It doesn't speak to me, but like I said, like last, you know, the last sugya we did, you saw there really wasn't a difference between the uber rationalist and the Kabbalist. Here, right, you see there is, right? The uber rationalist take, right? You can have a very rational explanation here. Once you start getting to the Kabbalah,
Pacha. Wait, I thought we said that night was dim.
Yes.
So you need Chesed to balance it out, because double din will destroy the world.
Correct, and that's why you have to learn Torah Baal Peh, which is Chesed, and then you save the world. Okay, good. I will note, the Minhag in Volozhin, right? The Minhag in Volozhin was that they believed that the world would be destroyed if there was a moment when Torah wasn't being learned somewhere in the world, and therefore they had Mishmarot. And there was always someone learning at some point in the Beis Medrash, and therefore they took shifts at night. That's based on a sort of a different Kabbalistic view of the world. Okay, fine.